This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
Big Bear Mark with you, and also Bear Curious Dean. How are you going, Dean?
I'm going very well, Mark. How are you?
Good. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
I know. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Big Bear Mark. Let me give you a Big Bear hug.
Oh, thank you. Oh. How was your Valentine's Day?
You know, my Valentine's Day this year was a little bit uninspiring, shall we say.
Really?
Well, so last year, of course, Big Bear Mark, my boyfriend Anthony and I, we celebrated 20 years together.
That's right.
So we're in our 21st year.
So
what do you do on your 21st year of Valentine's Days? You sit on the couch. On the couch.
I was going to say, what did you do?
Sat on the couch, got takeaway, and we watched Julia Morris and Dr. Chris do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Of course you do.
We laugh. Oh, loved it. How about you, Big Bear Mark? You found love recently.
Oh, yes. I spent very recently, actually. And so I spent my first Valentine's Day with my new boyfriend.
What did you do?
Oh, we didn't do a lot. We just went to a place in Footscray and had some meals.
Have a nice meal. Was it? Was it Palmer?
It wasn't a Palmer. It was pizza, actually.
Oh, pizza.
But fancy pizza.
Fancy pizza. Yeah. Oh, that's love.
So it was nice. And then I went home with him.
Then you went home. Read a good book.
Well, no, we didn't read a book.
Oh, no.
We didn't need instructions to do what we did.
Oh, is that right?
No, it was very natural. Anyway, moving on.
So what are you doing tonight, Big Bear?
Well, tonight we are talking to new bear royalty.
Newly sashed.
Newly minted, fresh off the block.
I still smell the leather.
I know.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. And that's just, you know, Freddie from S&P last week. We have got Mr. Vic Bears 2017, Mick, and we has also got Freddie, who is the runner-up.
The first runner-up, because if anything should happen to Mick,
exactly,
Freddie's right there to catch.
If Mick falls off the platform at Flinders Street Station where he works in front of a train, or gets pushed by someone, someone's got to take up the reins.
Now, if you're someone and you have a question for Mr. Vic Bears 2017, Mick, or for the first runner-up, Freddie.
And we believe there are a few friends and maybe family listening
tonight. Well, how do they ask a question?
All they have to do is SMS us on 0427 Joy 949.
0427 Joy 949. Yep. Okay, got that.
Or they can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Go. Do it now.
So do it now. So if you've got a question for the new Mr. Vic Bears or his runner-up. The runner-up.
The first, the only runner-up.
I don't know. I've seen how Mick's looking at Freddie. I think by the end of the night, it might be his runner-up. But, but you know.
More controversy.
Right. But, so messages. You can also get in touch with us, of course, by Facebook.
The Woods on Joy, 94.9.
You're right. Or Twitter.
The Woods on Joy.
That's right.
Now, were you there on the night? Did you see it? Did you have a view? Did you have a favourite? Did you want Freddie to win? Do you want Mick to win? Do you want somebody else to win? Let us know what you think.
Cam, Luca, Robbie. There's a whole lot of people.
Cam can't win.
No, Cam was the name.
Cam.
There's another Cam. We're not talking about Disney Princess.
No.
He was my co-host.
At the Laird on the 27th of January.
That's right.
For Mr. Vic Bears.
Mr. Vic Bears, exactly.
Let's chat to our guests.
Let's chat to them. So, in the studio, as I said, Mr. Vic Bears 2017. Mick, how are you going?
I'm going very well, thank you.
And, of course, the person who does have to take responsibility if Mick can't fulfil it, it is, of course, Freddie. How are you going, Freddie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And, obviously, how was the night for you guys? Because, I mean, I really enjoy hosting. I've hosted every Mr. Vic Bears.
You've been to a few in your time.
Well, everyone from conception, day one. I hosted the first one, second one, third one, and now the fourth one.
They can't get rid of you.
They better not get rid of me. I tell you, I'll be up there.
So, Mick, was this your first time?
It was. Virgin Laird, Virgin Vic Bears event, Virgin Mr. Vic Bears.
So, uh-huh. First, a night of firsts.
Yeah.
And so what did you think?
Oh, it was a bit of an eye.
Well, you came over the sash. You can't be too upset about it.
Well, yeah, yeah. I was surprised. I actually thought, as I was saying before to Mark, I thought Freddie had it in the bag, no problem. But no, when they named him runner-up, I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe it's the next guy then. And, yeah, I was a bit surprised when they said my name. But
uh-huh. Best Bear won.
Oh,
the
you.
Best Bear won. Freddie, was that your first night at a Mr. Vic Bears event? Mr. Vic Bears contest?
No, I've been before, so...
So you knew what to expect.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, first time being a contestant.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And it can be a daunting thing going into the contest. It's like... Mick, what made you go in to enter the contest?
Oh, look, a few reasons. Biggest push over the line was my sister died just before Christmas last year, and one of our last conversations that we had was she was feeling a bit ugly on the day because she had spiky hair, which she usually had, but she had this big pimple on her nose and wasn't very impressed with it and said, I wouldn't win any beauty contests. I said, well, look at me. I'm not going to win any beauty contests either. And she goes, I bet you could win a beauty pageant. I said, there's no beauty pageant I'm ever going to win. And then a friend of mine, Aaron, actually missed the Vic Bear the first one.
He was the very first Mr. Vic Bears, yes.
He's on my Facebook and he's my friend and has been for many years. And it came up on my newsfeed, Mr. Vic Bears 2017, entered by such and such a date. And I went, oh. So I had to read the rules and thought, oh, why not? So
why I not?
And
came away with the sash.
That's it. Two things on my bucket list, courtesy of my sister. It was enter a pageant and win a pageant, and I did both one night. I was quite tough, actually.
Look, I really love that motivation. It's like, yeah. You know, a wish from your sister before she died, and it was like, yeah, that's really lovely that you actually did that. And we'll talk a little bit about it as well. I want to ask Freddie his motivation for it.
Sure.
Freddie, why did you enter?
There were a few reasons, but I guess the biggest one is being from the country. I know the challenge that there is no or very little support network in the country, and I wanted to create awareness and also whether I won or not, try and create that bridge between the Melbourne Bears and... Well, we're all Vic Bears, but guys in the country that feel isolated and alone and feel like they're there by themselves. So.
Yeah, and that's a great story as well. And I hope a lot of guys in the country listen to this show and realise that they're not alone and there is support networks there for them. We will be talking about support networks. And a lot of other things on this show tonight. As we said, if you want to get in touch, you can do so by SMSing us 0427JOY949 or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. This is The Woods on Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Big Bear Mark, Bear Curious Dean, and, of course, Mr. Vic Bears 2017, Mick, and the runner-up, Freddie, are in the house at the moment. And, Mick, well, first of all, for people who may not know, we better actually describe what Mr. Vic Bears is. So, from your perspective, what is Mr. Vic Bears?
Oh, Mr. Vic Bears is a voice for Vic Bears, basically. He's a bit of a... I don't know what you would call it.
Spokesmodel.
Spokesperson. Yeah, spokesmodel. So just the same as sort of any sort of pageant representative. It's sort of, they have
a... So it's a contest that Vic Bears, the local bear club, has every year now.
Yeah.
And part of your responsibility, or part of the responsibility of winning, you have to go on to Mr. Southern Hibernation, which is
correct.
Mr. Australasian Bear.
That's it.
In Southern Hibernation. And you get to compete against the winner of bear contests in other states.
That's correct. I'm a bit worried about Mr. Brisbane. I don't know what I'm going to do about
it. He was good. He was there on the night.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was quite sexy and quite well-spoken, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah. And a hard act to follow from Patrick, too. He's amazing energy.
Oh, look, guy. Patrick...
Hats off to him.
Yeah, Patrick has had an amazing run for Mr. Vic Bears 2016.
And Mr. Australasia Bear 2016.
Exactly.
Yes. The wayward Austrian.
Exactly.
So what did you have to do to win the sash?
Oh, look.
Or who?
Clearly, so clearly
no,
you're pretty, but it must
do
be more
anyone.
About being
this,
pretty.
It's not that corrupt. It's not, yeah, I won't say that. No, I prayed around in my underwear.
There were segments, though, yeah? There was
questions to ask, questions, which yeah. I failed miserably at. Uh-huh. Not to mention everyone else did as well.
Well, you couldn't have done too bad because you won.
They asked me questions like, what do you see yourself doing as Mr. Vic Bears? And really, I just went with my heart, my feelings is there shouldn't be the word tolerance bandied around, it should just be acceptance. So you shouldn't, because tolerance implies that you're somehow better than the person you're tolerating.
Well, it's implying you're tolerating something. Yeah, we're not tolerating, no. We're accepting.
Accept everybody for how they are, who they are. And, you know, things like having to come out and you know, it's like, why should anyone have to walk up and shake your hand and go, hi, I'm Mick and I'm gay, or I'm Mick and I'm straight? Or straight people don't go around saying, hi, I'm straight, do they?
Yeah.
Why should anyone say?
No,
what their
exactly.
Sexuality is. What they do in their own bedroom is their own business, no one else's. I mean, I understand that some people think that it's a rite of passage, and that's great. More power to you, go for it. But you shouldn't feel pressured by society to do that, I think. And everyone should just accept everyone for who they are, and that should be it. Gay, straight, bipolar, poor, rich, whatever. Even, I mean, I'd have to, even if I met Donald Trump, I'd have to shake his hand and say, hello, sir. And
oh, God, you're a better man than me. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, yeah, because I have to accept him for what he is, despite what I think of what he is.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good point. And certainly in the LGBTIQ community, and all those letters, we are into the labels. We do like...
Yeah, we love
people,
the labels.
People like the labels, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mick, I know that people have asked questions about, well, what label are you? How do you identify?
Well, look, I don't really feel that I have to, but if anyone was to sort of put me in a corner and say, hey, what are you? I'd just have to say, look, I'm a happily married father of three. And if they pressured further and said, what's your sexuality? I'd probably have to say pan rather than bi or gay or straight or anything like that. I'd just say pansexual.
All right, to clarify, when we say married, so for
married,
some of our listeners,
married to my beautiful, loving, supportive wife, Claire. She supported me this whole way through the whole Vic Bears thing. She read the rules with me to make sure that I wasn't breaking any of them.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes, you know, you get a bit excited about something, you go, well, maybe I missed something.
And well, look, the only thing that I can see from Mr. Vic Bears, I don't care about your sexuality. To me, Mr. Vic Bears is someone who will promote and be a representative for the club during his reign.
Yep.
And I'm sure you are going to do that. So.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do so far. Yeah. And our charity. So we're supporting a charity called Switchboard, which is like a phone support service for LGBTQI community.
Yep, that's good enough.
Just go Rainbow.
The Rainbow community.
Yeah, that's even better. That's run by, I think, three paid members, and the rest are all volunteers. And you know, make a donation. Just support people who can support you back. That's awesome. You know, like Vic Bears, they're very supportive. You know, there's no negative thing there. It's like beautiful people being beautiful to each other. That's what we want. We don't want, and that's what the rainbow's all about, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
Speaking of beautiful people, we have had a beautiful person send in a message on 0427 Joy 949.
I wonder who that could be.
It's anonymous, actually, but it says, oh, what a voice, just beautiful, Mr. Vic Bear 2017. I'm so proud of you, Michael. Well, that's a bit formal. You are the best thing that has happened to me, and will be a great spokesman for Vic Bears and the Switchboard. Kiss, hug.
That sounds like my wife.
Sounds like your lovely wife. Claire. Hey, Claire.
I think we've
you.
Clarified that it is Claire that wrote in, which is lovely.
And then she goes on to say, P.S., could you please play some Faith No More? Well, I'm sorry, Claire. No, we cannot play Faith No More. It's the wrong station.
Oh, no, look, we could. That's there are the programs on Joy that would play
they
Faith
would.
No More.
Not this one, though.
Not this one.
But thanks for your message, Claire. If you do have a question, 0427 Joy 949 or onair@joy.org.au.
It's becoming warmer, and the bears are keen to shed their thick winter coats. Some cubs, it seems, are particularly suitable for rubbing. Bears have their favourites and will travel long distances to visit them. Some itches just have to be scratched.
Joy 94.9. Woof.
Grr.
I love our new little sting, Dane.
Woof girl.
Woof girl. That's actually David Attenborough. But
oh, it really is him.
It really is him. I might have doctored what he's saying a little bit.
Do you like a bit of a scratch?
With a cub. Hello.
Now, woof girl. I'm told that Michael or Mick does a very good woof girl.
Yeah, can we hear him?
Woof.
That was real.
That was a real girl.
That's again. Really good.
Well, there you go.
Woof, girl, indeed. And Freddie is melting in the so studio.
Right now.
Stop sweating, Freddie.
I told you he'd be his runner-up by the end of the night. Exactly. Now, we did touch on, obviously, you've got a wife. For people who may not know, you said that you identify as pansexual. What is pansexual?
Oh, pansexual is someone who's... basically attracted to anybody of any gender, sexual orientation, anything like that. It boils down to if you're attracted to them and they're attracted to you and it's all consensual, go for it.
Exactly.
Basically. It's a soup.
So, I mean, as I said, I think you're going to be a fantastic representative for the bear community. What drew you to the bear community? Was there? I mean, obviously, you know Aaron. And yeah, Aaron's a great.
That was my first sort of prominent connection to the bear community was Aaron. I was friends with Aaron when he came out a few years ago, and yep. I saw he had mostly support and love coming from the bear community, and that was very inspiring to me. That was like that's the sort of environment that I think I could be comfortable in, and that's why. Really, I sort of thought, well, can I do Mr. Vic Bears? And the push over there was I contacted Aaron. I said, do you think I could do this? And he said, yeah, go for it. You know, they're a very accepting community. And he was pretty proud and very spoke highly of the Bears and suggested that it would be a good idea. And he would support me 100%, which I thought was great.
Because Aaron's story, I have to say, is a lot like yours.
Similar.
Yeah, yeah. And, he has a young daughter as well.
Yeah.
Very loving, supportive father.
Yeah.
And we are, unfortunately, I'm taking a liberal Australia term here, we're a broad church.
Yeah, yeah.
We are a broad church, and we have a lot of different people who are in the community. Yeah, exactly.
But we say it's a broad church. I don't know if we're praying. We're not on our knees praying, though, are we?
Yeah, sometimes we are.
So this is your first time at the Mr. Vic Bears. Had you been to the Laird before?
No.
What was that like, going through those doors for the first time? Was the heart beating?
Because I walked in there, and I didn't know anyone, and I was like, oh, okay, who do I see? And then someone said... Hi, you must be Mick.
Uh-huh.
Welcome, come this way. And it's like, dropped off. Everything was good after that.
Yeah, because we got you backstage. And
I got to meet the other kids. There's like
other guys,
Freddie here and Cam and...
Luca and Robbie.
Yeah.
And that's when I met you, of course. I met you backstage because I was hosting with the other Cam.
That's right.
I like the atmosphere backstage as well.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice, friendly environment and everyone does get to know each other, which is great.
That's right. And we sort of formed a bit of a community within a community, if you like, because there was a little bit of nerves there at the start.
Yeah.
But I think by the end of the night, we were pretty much over it, weren't we, Freddie?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. We're going to be talking more to Freddie in a moment.
We'll get to know Freddie.
Well,
Country Cub.
Yes, you're on the woods on Joy 94.9. If I was there, I would take you on a picnic. Look in my basket, you can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you will get so dizzy. Check me out, boo-boo.
Hi, I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9. She wants to be a bear.
Thank you, Margaret. Oh, God, I love that.
Thanks, Margaret.
Yeah, thanks, Margaret. Big Bear Mark, Becky Ristine, and we've also got Mick, who is Mr. Vic Bear's 2017, and Freddie, who is the runner-up, who obviously, if... Mick doesn't fulfill his duties. Freddie has to take them up.
To step into that sash.
Step in that, yeah. He doesn't have to.
Let's get to know Freddie now. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon we should.
Yeah.
And one of the really interesting things I found out about you on the night is that you sort of split your time between Melbourne and the country. So Shepparton, Echuca, was it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So what's the deal? Like that's a big thing to do. Go up to Shepherd and the Echuca every week or every other week?
It is, yeah, every second week. So the reason is that I open up cafes, bars, fast food stores in the country.
All right.
And build them up and then sell them on. And that's why I'm in the country.
So you like you flip a burger, then you flip the burger joint?
Yes.
Oh.
So and there's a current burger joint. What's the name of the burger joint?
Actually, I did sell the...
Oh, you sold it?
Flip that one.
Oh, we don't care about that anymore.
No. Now I've moved on to a health food cafe.
Oh, that's right.
So we do, I guess, healthier options for people. And it's all quite fast food, but healthy.
Whereabouts is that?
It's in Shepparton.
It's in Shepparton itself. Okay. What's it called?
It's called Nourish.
Nourish.
Yes.
So if you're in Shepparton and you want a good meal.
Or a slow drive from Melbourne to Shepparton for some fast food, then back to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all healthy.
Oh, that's what you want.
Exactly. Now, while you're up in Shepparton, I believe you got involved with Golden Valley Pride.
That's correct.
So tell us a bit, first of all, tell us a bit about what Golden Valley Pride is.
So it's an organisation that is, I guess, there to bring the LGBTI community, I guess, together and have, I guess, a meeting point. And they organise events, I think, every second Wednesday, as well as some major events throughout the year. And they also have the Out in the Open Festival.
That's later in the year, isn't it?
Yes.
Out in the Open, yeah. Which is, Joy usually goes and has a presence there, and there's been trains, trips and everything up to it.
Yes.
And one of the things I like about that is, and you mentioned it before in, when we were talking about why you ran for Mr. Vic Bears, is it's about the get people's isolation and expanding the... Like, people need to know that there's these services available as well.
Yeah, that's correct. And the Georgie and Damien that run it do an amazing job.
Yeah.
But it is a small group. And one of the things that I want to do is try and make it bigger and, I guess, include the outer towns that don't fall into the GV area.
And one of the things that we also learnt about you on the night of Mr. Vic Bears is that you're quite a sex positive person, and I have to say, Dean, we found out, and Mick, we found out in the most hilarious way by your most embarrassing moment. Now, it's a bit X-rated.
So if you've got little ears,
or you don't like to hear about that sort of stuff, just maybe go away for 5 minutes and come back.
The kid's in bed, Claire.
Yeah. please tell us about your most embarrassing moment ever, because, you know, you're shaking your head.
Okay, I'm more than happy to share.
Yeah, go on, share.
I'm proud of all my, I guess I'll call them stories.
Yes, it's a great story, by the way.
Yeah, this one's, I guess...
It's not for the faint-hearted.
No. So I was actually in Paris with one of my best friends. We went out for dinner at this beautiful, beautiful restaurant.
Nice, lovely, romantic.
Yep, very romantic. We decided to go for some drinks afterwards.
Oh, nice.
At a nice little Parisian gay bar.
Yeah, as you do, if you're in Paris.
With a also very beautiful back room. So we...
A back room, right.
So like the wine cellar.
We'll call it the wine cellar.
Okay. In inverted commas, yes.
Okay. So you went into the wine cellar.
Yes. Went into the wine cellar. I met some lovely guys.
Some locals.
Yes, some locals.
Oh, nice.
Quaffing? Were they quaffing?
Wine. Quaffing wine.
No.
I don't think they were quaffing wine.
Okay.
Essentially had one guy from behind, one guy from in front, me on my hands and knees.
Piggy in the middle. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes.
So a bit of a spit roast going on with a dozen guys jerking off around.
Oh, Pukaki party! Yay!
Mm, it was great.
Yeah. You do like to be the centre of attention, don't you? Keep going.
And then, yeah, the guy that I was nibbling on,
yes,
or sucking on, went a little bit too deep,
a bit forceful,
very forceful. And the guy that was fucking me from behind, also was holding on, so I couldn't really move.
Oh,
I ended up projectile vomiting my beautiful French food, which I was devastated about.
Cordon bleu.
Mm. Wine and dine. That's
but then, to top it off, the guy who I projectile vomited on comes and then goes, yeah. Very impressed with himself.
How very French.
Yes. How very continental.
I was mortified. The people jerking off were mortified, but the guy that was fucking me continued. Oh. And, took it like a pro.
That's what I've heard.
thank you for sharing that story.
Thank you for sharing the story. On the night, I have to say, it got the best reaction. It was so funny. And you can see why. It's a very interesting situation.
Oh, I thought he was going to win. I didn't hear the whole story, but because I was in the back room, but...
Yeah.
When I heard the crowd,
you were there as well.
Yeah, it's different background.
Different background. Sorry.
So we have had some messages in.
Oh, we have.
Not about that story,
though. Oh, okay.
But we are in Europe. So speaking of Europe, we have had a message in from another sash holder, Melbourne Rubber Man 2016. It's Liam, who has a connection with Eurovision. That's my
he does.
Europe.
Yeah, true.
So Liam, who's also been on the show, and is a great fan of the show, from one sash holder to another, it's great to hear you getting yourself out there, Mick. Shame about the latex allergy,
yes,
though.
Yes, this is true.
You have a latex allergy?
Yeah, I do, yeah. When I go in for surgery or anything like that, they have to clean the room of latex and operate with polyurethane.
Wow.
Oh, see, Liam wouldn't like that at all. He likes his latex.
He loves his rubber.
Absolutely. And a second message in, and this one's for Freddie. This is from Lockie. So, hey, sexy man. Well, hey, Lockie. I'd like to ask you, absolutely sexy Freddylicious, what's your best relationship advice for someone erupting into the bear scene?
I would say after that story...
is that the eruption story?
No gag reflex. But anyway...
But do you have advice, Freddy?
Yeah, do you have advice?
Well, what's my advice? My advice is keep on enjoying the hay shed whilst you're in the country. Bears love that, but also just come to the lair, and there's always someone there that will take you in. I remember my first time at the lair. I walked into an underwear party, head down, was there by myself, knew no one, and I had a beautiful man point at me and then asked me to come over,
come hither, yes.
And then he knew that I was new, so he put his arm around me and said, "I'll look after you," and introduced me to a few of the boys.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, so that was my first experience at the lair, and that's what
very
made me
positive.
One too. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah,
and yeah, that's what made me want to be a part of the bear community.
Yeah, you are on the woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
You're on the Woods. Big Ben Mark, Becky Ristine, and we have in the studio the winner of Mr. Vic Best 2017. Mick and the runner-up, Freddie. And we're talking about being sex positive. Do you want to just talk a little bit about being sex positive for a start? Because that's something that you brought up on the night.
Absolutely. I am a firm believer that you should be able to be proud of having sex, whether you have a little bit of sex, a lot of sex, or a... fuckload of sex, and if you're having a fuckload of sex, then that's
good on you.
More power to you.
I'm proud to be one of those people.
Very good.
But I
and for those that are interested, he's going down to the lead after the show.
Yeah, so you can find me there in the back room, no doubt. I'm a firm believer that you should be able to talk about it and stamp out the stigma of slut shaming and making guys feel bad about doing something so, so good.
So I'm interested, with living in the country, Freddie, how do you meet people? If you don't come down to the Laird, how do people in the country meet other like-minded guys?
Look, it is quite difficult. And we're, I guess, lucky enough to have Grindr and Hornet and Scruff and...
Growler
and yep, the list goes on and on.
On and on, yes.
I think I've got about 50 apps, but I like to keep my options open. At the same time, there's no, bear group in the country. And that's something that I want to work on over the next 12 months to create a subgroup of Vic Bears in the country, and have, monthly lunches for the Country Bears and the Melbourne Bears, or the Bears from Melbourne, more than welcome to come and join us.
What a great idea.
I was just going to just do it on the alternate weeks that they've got the lazy lunch in Melbourne,
yes,
so we can go to the ones in the country as well. Because I love getting out to the country. So I'd love to come to some of the places I haven't been. Like, I've never been to Shepparton. I'd love to go up and visit Shepparton.
Nice place.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful town. So, yeah, definitely worth coming to check it out. And we all love a... bear and a cowboy hat, so...
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, of course...
is Molly going to be?
At Chill Out, of course, they're having a underbear party up at the old Hepburn Hotel. Tickets are online. Go to the Vic Bears Facebook page. You can check it out there. But that's... I'm not sure of the date, but it's at
Chill Out Festival
weekend. And how... obviously, we're talking about being sex positive, Mick.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you're sex positive, but in a little bit of a different way.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty much have sex with my wife, and that's that's pretty.
And that's about it at the moment.
At the moment, yeah. Look, she's completely okay with me if I meet some guy that I'm attracted to, which is, you know, this is a very narrow thing for me. But, you know,
what type of guy turns you on?
I hate to say it, but not generally bears, guys.
No, sorry. Look, yeah, that's all right. I'll show you a picture of my boyfriend later, and he's not a bear.
So, yeah, I just...
So if not bears, then what?
Oh, I don't know. I think the general parlance is, I think, twinks. Is that what they call?
So,
I'm a bit of a Ryan Gosling man myself. Can I just tell you? Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds. I'm not fussy.
Both Ryans are good.
I did say on the night that who's your celebrity crush, they asked me, I think it was, and I said... Deadpool.
Yes, so, yes, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, there you go.
I don't know Ryan Reynolds, but Deadpool. Because I'm a massive nerd. You know, and Deadpool, he's just a dude.
He's cool.
Cool,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. I mean, you've got Darth Vader on the cover on your phone. You're obviously love your sci-fi.
Star-Lord. Is it Star-Lord? Is that his name?
Star-Lord.
His name from Chris
Guardians
Pratt.
Of the Galaxy.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Passengers?
I did see the other night.
Yeah. Have you guys seen it?
No, I haven't. No.
It's an interesting movie.
But being stuck on a ship with Chris Pratt forever.
I know. And he does get a beard.
He does get
a beard.
We've got a happy place.
Yeah, very happy with Chris Pratt, yeah, I have to say. What about you, Freddie? Have you got a type? I mean, it's something we don't talk about a lot, but do you have a type, or are you just happy to type person?
You mean anything above 8.5 inches?
Your preference is, Freddie?
No, I don't have a preference. I think when it comes to a guy, as long as they respectful and like it rough, I'm...
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
Look, I like all type of guys.
Yeah.
From Twinkie all the way through to bears and daddies and, you know, you name it, I like it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think the variety is the spice of life, and I agree with you. I don't usually tend to go for bigger guys, but that's all right. I do occasionally.
Now, we have had another message in.
Really?
I think this is a question for Mick. So this is from George, who's the cute bi guy from Brunswick. And George asked the question, can we recruit him, Mick, as a fellow bisexual? This is where I'm a bit confused. What? So pansexual, bisexual, is there same but different?
Yeah, I suppose, but I just don't identify as bisexual only because it's,
it's either or.
Yeah.
The other thing about, this is my thing about it, bisexual may not include trans people.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Other non-cisgendered people.
Yeah, that's putting yourself in a pigeonhole, if you like. Coin a phrase. That is limiting, and I don't want to be limited. My wife and I have discussed this on many occasions, and basically her thing is if they don't have the same bits as me, I don't really mind what you do.
Yeah,
that was a direct quote from my wife. So,
and Freddie, we were talking before the show about being sex positive, and also about PrEP because there's. The regional Victorian, regional Victoria has just got their PrEP test. Trial.
PrEP X trial. Yeah. That's correct. Which is really, really exciting, and it's become my personal mission to try and let as many guys in the country know about it, because there's a lot of people that still don't know about it, and a lot of. Well, I won't say a lot, but there have been comments from guys that I've slept with that haven't wanted to use a condom, are negative, but have the mentality that HIV is a Melbourne thing. Which, that, needless to say, they got a pretty big lecture about safer.
Yeah, it's.
So they thought it was like a postcode thing, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't live in, that. If you pass, Preston, you're fine. You won't get HIV.
Yeah. So, I've been working with GV Pride to try and get the word out through the newsletter, Facebook page, as well as one on one with guys, just sitting down and letting them know. That it is there and it's available and it's cheaper than Netflix. So,
and I will say this: it will change your life. I'm all for it. I actually take PrEP myself. The relief I felt when I started taking it, because I have now taken responsibility for it myself, and I don't have to rely on anyone else using a condom. I've taken my responsibility for it, and it changes your life. Just want to say that. You are on the Woods on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So turn up the music and we'll never leave.
Never leave.
We'll never run from the fun because we're
bears, 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 bears.
Joy 94.9. Wolf.
Grr.
Big Bear Mark, Bear Curious Dean, and of course Mick and Freddy, Mr. Vic Bears 2017, and he's runner up. And we're going to say goodbye, unfortunately, but I just want to highlight, Dean, 2 weeks' time.
In 2 weeks' time.
March the 9th.
Okay, put in my diary.
Special, very special episode.
Is there really?
There is. Not only the Woods.
Well, there's more.
There's more. We're going to start an hour early.
Really?
With the Family Matters team.
Oh.
And we're going to mash the two programs together.
A Family Matters and the Woods mashup.
And guess who is going to be our very special guest?
Oh, I don't know. Could it be Mick and his missus?
Yes.
Ah.
And maybe even the kids.
Maybe, yeah.
So we haven't talked to. We've talked a bit about your relationship tonight. We're going to get. Very deep and deep and personal deep. With Mick and Claire. In 2 weeks' time. Put it in your diary. It's going to be a really great episode. I'm really looking forward to it. Family Matters team that comes before us, they're fantastic.
That's right, from 8 to 9, and then 9 to 10.
Exactly. Monday at 6:30.
It's Brekkie Bears.
Well, no, it's not.
Oh, isn't it?
Actually, no, you know it's not.
I know it's not.
Because who is going to be doing breakfast for the Brekkie Bears on Monday?
On Monday, it'll be Rach and Dean waking you up for breakfast.
Exactly.
That's right.
So you'll be taking over my reins.
I know. I think we've almost, Rach and I have almost done every day of the week. I think we're working through them.
You're getting there.
I know. Almost every day of the week.
We did think of you when my other two co-hosts ditched on me. They bailed, and I went, oh, well, I'm going to take the day off. So coming up next, of course, we have got the lovely Andy and Dan.
Pop Chops, and they're going to take us back in time. Back in time.
Are they?
Back in time to 1997.
That's not that far back in time.
No, it's not at all.
No, it is for them. They're too young.
But I think we've got a bit of Aqua, a bit of Shania Twain, a bit of All Saints, I think.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Well, we better let them do it.
So, again, once again, a big thank you to Mr. Vic Bears 2017, Mick.
Thank you for the
and
interest.
And Freddie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Woof.
Woof.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.